This morning, we are going to look at dreams. Because I mentioned to you, we are to dream God's dreams.
Could I just say something? I had a dream the other night that I was working for Donald Trump.
Okay, not quite the kind of dream I meant, but you know. That's the thing about dreams, it doesn't need to be kind of reality, does it? We're actually going to look at the fact that some of our dreams are us, but God gives us dreams too, and they can be the same, unless you spend time with God learning what a God dream is and what you dreaming is. But then, just to complicate matters, there are times when dreams that you have, I'm going to pray for you later, all right? We really don't want you working for... I've lost my train of thought now. That sometimes dreams that we have personally, when we give them to God, he can give them back to us. So it's a bit of a complex thing we're going to be looking at. But we're also going to spend some time in reflection. Now, I don't know about you, but anybody here enjoy secular music songs as worship songs? Yeah? Yeah, there's a number of you. We can tend to have a black and white view. This song is for church and this song is for not. And quite often, they're not necessarily always every word what we're looking for, but they have a theme that helps us and can let us focus.
It is relaxing.
It is. Relaxing. So, you may be shocked. I'm hoping not by now. I think you've known me long enough now not to be. We're going to have some non-church songs today. You will probably know them, and therefore you're very welcome to join in. If you're looking at this service online after the fact, these bits might have to be removed. Because we had a bit of fun with that later. But hello to everyone who's watching live at home. Or if you're not, but sorry that the songs are missing. I'm going to tell you what they are. And if you're looking back, you can look them up online if you'd like to. So, we're going to look at some songs. We're going to do a couple of things. So, if you think you're going to be sat quietly in your seat, again, not going to happen. So, if you're up and about, if you could put your masks on, that would be great. But there's going to be a little bit of activity as well today. So, you up for that?
Yes.
Yeah, great. So, we're going to start with... the first thing that came to mind, this song actually was what led me to the whole of this morning, which is an ABBA song. Anyone guess what it is?
I Have a Dream.
I Have a Dream. So if we could have the first song, please.
Help me cope with anything.
So there's Abba having their dreams that helps her cope. I don't know about you, but sometimes if I'm struggling, I'll put music on to help me focus and remember the blessings in my life rather than anything that's taking my attention that makes life hard. Because we all have hard times. All of us do. We just need to try and find a way to cope and deal with that, whether that be music, going for a walk, or what that is. But God gives us dreams. He's not whisking us away from reality. She talks about fantasy taking her away from reality. That's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about are the dreams God gives us that can say, this world may feel bad right now. And I know from conversations with a lot of you, that's what life feels like right now. It's really tough. And to say that it isn't is denying reality. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about going, yes, now is tough. The reality of life is hard. But I have a God who is bigger than that circumstance. And he dreams big. And he can help me dream. Whether that's big or small, but we're going to cover that bit a bit later. So, that's one. Can anybody else tell me a song that would instantly come to mind that's a secular song, not a church one, that has become exceedingly popular recently about dreams? No? You mean to say you haven't prepped before you arrive this morning? So, how about if I said Hugh Jackman? Greatest Showman? We getting closer? A Million Dreams? So, we're going to have a look at this one next. I thought you'd all know this one. So, A Million Dreams by The Greatest Showman.
Crazy. Run away to a world that we desire.
So who's seen The Greatest Showman? Okay. The Greatest Showman, for those who haven't seen it, because otherwise what I'm going to say later is not going to make any sense, is about a boy whose dad is a tailor. He goes to big houses with his dad, and he starts seeing a world that's better than the one he lives in. So he starts dreaming. And he dreams big. And as he grows up, he pretty much bets everything on certain things. It was actually based on Barnum, the guy who did the first circus and had people who were ostracized in society seen as attractions. So bearded lady, that kind of thing comes from him. Now, there's been a lot of controversy over him because he apparently didn't treat them very well. But at the time, he treated them a lot better than society did. But we'll skip over that bit. But he loses everything because he bets too much, too far. He gets distracted as well from his main dream. And he loses everything. And it's his friends that pull together for him to get back on the dream he initially had. The thing is, for me, is when I watch that, I think, how many times do we have dreams from when we were young that we feel really disappointed about that haven't come true? Are you holding on to something that you have been dreaming about for years and years, and it feels broken? Where's God in that? The thing is, like I said earlier, dreams can be our own or they can belong to God. God has a plan for a world that's far better than the one we live in. Who can tell me some things you'd like to change in the world we live in at the moment?
Take away Tony Blair's nightgown.
Okay, a little less specific and personal than that. I was thinking more general. But
injustice.
Injustice.
Deceit.
It
goes cap in hand with injustice.
Yep.
Poverty.
Poverty.
Prejudice.
Hey, you're very content and happy people. There are times when, at the end of a day, when there's nothing to do and it's dark and I'm lying in bed, that I think about the day I've had or the world I'm living in, and it can be so easy just to curl up in a ball, pull the covers over my head and go, I can't deal. But we have a God that's bigger than any of that. And we have to focus on that and say, what is my part in that? Because it can be little things that go to big things. It can be laying down the dream we think we've got for the one God has for us. And as I've said before, in a million years and a million dreams, I would never have guessed I'd end up standing up here. But I've never been happier. I couldn't get here by myself. God has dreams that are bigger than we can imagine. And he loves us so much that he wants us to be a part of it. So when you've got those dreams that feel broken, that are disappointing, hand them to God. Hand them over and say, God, I'm going to lay this down. I'm going to give you the disappointment. I'm going to give you the frustration. Now, some of them might never come back. And then you know it's not what God, it's not in line with God's dream for you. But there are times where you'll be surprised, where it will keep coming back. There are a couple of things in my life I keep laying down and going, please take this, I don't want it. And it keeps coming back. I have a heart for society's attitude to the disabled, and I have a heart, especially children and especially in school, and I keep trying to lay that down. And I don't know where that fits yet, but God keeps giving it back to me. I have a heart for single parent families. I have a heart for families that are broken. Kind of know where that fits. But again, I've tried to hand it over and God keeps handing it back. So you might have dreams like that. There have been other dreams I had that have just been laid down and have never been given back, where I've been frustrated. We had a dream for a house for teenage mums. We had to lay that down because it didn't happen. And we got so close. But it wasn't God's dream for us. So we lay it down. So, first activity. You are each, I am going to give you each, Shari, would you mind getting me the sanitizer off the table? I'm going to give you, you're going to come up, I'm going to give each of you a pebble. In fact, I'm going to come round and give you each a pebble. But I'll sanitise my hands first and then you know that my hands are clean. I'm going to cause havoc now for the AV because I'm going to come and give you a pebble. So I'm going to disappear. Sorry. So I want you to hold this pebble in your hand and take a moment's silence and think about all the dreams that you've had that feel broken, and please don't take any significance in the size of the pebble. I'm just taking them out there. So I'd just like you to concentrate on it. And I'd like you to think of all the things that you're disappointed that haven't happened. Those dreams that you're not sure whether they're yours. And then I'm going to ask you to come up to the front and you're going to drop them gently into the crystal bowl at the front. Please do it gently, it's not my bowl. I have all these resources and I went to pick them up yesterday and I ended up phoning Alison going, they're all in St. Helens. I was so sure I brought them with me. Are you joining in? Good. What we like to hear. So, we're going to have some silence, which sometimes people try not to have in services. And when you're ready, just come and drop your pebble in the water. At the same time, I want you to hand those broken dreams, those disappointments and frustration with God, which means when you walk away, don't pick them up. You might have to keep reminding yourself of that over the next few days and weeks. But don't take that with you. So as you sit down, ask God to fill the gap of that broken dream and disappointment with something positive. So don't focus on what you've left in the bowl. Focus on a new dream. Lord, we pray, don't leave empty spaces in our hearts. Fill them with a new dream, we pray. Fill us with dreams of adventure and of a better world. A world where you are proclaimed loudly and clearly as Lord. Stir us to walk with you in that dream. Amen.
Amen.
I thought it's probably a good idea to have some scripture, do you think? This isn't all just me listening to some music and coming up with a plan. Who's the most famous person in the Bible for dreams? David, that's an interesting one, but yeah. Joseph. Who's seen Joseph and his Technicolor dream coat? Almost everybody, not quite everyone. Who has actually sung it in school or... A few more, showing my age now, aren't I? The song we've just heard is talking about Take Me Along. There's a dream, I want to be part of it. God doesn't need us, but he chooses to use us. They also were singing about being called crazy. Sometimes what God calls us to may sound crazy. Again, I'm here. Yeah. Take me as a good example. But God sees things we don't see. And God reveals things. Genesis 48, we both had dreams, they answered, but there is no one to interpret them. Then Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Now tell me your dreams. He then later remembered his dreams. In Genesis 42:9, for when his brothers were in front of him, he remembered the dreams and said to them, you are spies. You have come to see where our land is unprotected. He had a dream of his brothers bowing down before him. He ended up in the lowest position he could possibly be, and even lower than the position he started at. Yet there his brothers were, on their knees, prostrate before him, begging for his help. If somebody had heard Joseph telling his dream when he was a boy and then seen him sold into slavery, I'm pretty sure they'd have called him crazy, don't you?
Yes.
We don't live in the same rules as the world. We live under God. And God is the one that gives us those dreams, and we can trust them. We don't have to listen when people laugh. We don't have to listen when people say we're crazy. because it can seem crazy. The things we do, the things we believe in, to the outside world who don't believe in God. But then also, that's something else that weighs on me heavily. I can't imagine living my life without the focus of God, which is what makes me want to tell everybody about God. Because when I see people having a tough time, I want to grab them and go, I know a person who can help you. Let me introduce you. One of my dreams is taking people to meet God. So I'm going to give you a few more minutes. Hang on, no, I'm not. I'm going to do that in a minute. Get run away with myself. So, Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat, we're getting a little bit more into where we should be, maybe. Anyone know the name of this song out of Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat? Any dream will do. It's kind of, some of you need to speak up. I'm getting the answers from my family. This is not, and they're cheating because they know the songs that are coming up. So you need to speak up. So we're going to listen, or please join in if you know the words. And sing along to Any Dream Will Do.
The dawn was breaking, and the world.
any dream will do. It's a very optimistic world, very optimistic. If you feel good, hope it means everybody else feel good.
It's interesting, isn't it, how often they talk about darkness. That in the darkness, bright colours shining. But there's a feeling that the colours are fading and I'm left alone. He wants to return to the beginning because his dream is harder and harder to hold on to. The world and I, we are still waiting. We're still hesitating. So many people who are dreamers have those times. Name me some dreamers in the Bible, apart from Joseph. We've mentioned David. And we know he had dark times. You just have to read Psalms to know that.
Daniel.
Yes. Sorry, did you say Samuel?
Yeah, Samuel.
Not Daniel. Sorry. Muffles. Both. Again, dark times.
Mary Magdalene.
Good one. Abraham. I think he had a big dream, didn't he? He was going to father all the nations. Now that's a bit of a dream, isn't it?
Yes, but couldn't do it on his own.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Moses. Now we know both of those are huge characters in the Bible and the story of God. And they had dark times where they doubted the calling that was given to them. The dream that God gave them, they're like, you're kidding, right? Edison, sorry.
Hannah and Anna.
Big dreams, but hit times where they're like, really, God? Is this really what you've given me? But the other thing about dreamers is they tend not to give up. Anyone know the name Thomas Edison?
Yes.
Invented the light bulb. What did you say?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, please don't give me a debate about it. But yes, okay, let's go with the allegedly. Do you think he walked into his workshop one morning and went, I got it, here you go, there's the light bulb. Very good. Over 1,000 times, and I know it's about 1,600 or something plus, they say, allegedly. Now, what would have happened, say it took him 1,001 goes, what if on the 1,000th go, he went, you know what, I've had enough of this, it doesn't work, and gave up? Somebody else would have done it. I was waiting for the... You missed your cue there. But one more... Oh, you've had too many Christmas crackers. You have to keep hold of that dream, however dim it feels, however tiny it is, and it can sometimes feel like a minute grain of sand. But that's when we turn to God and lay it down, and God can refresh it. God can light it again. God can make it bigger than it's ever been. So I asked you, after you dropped your pebbles, to ask God to give you a new dream. I'd like us to continue. We're going to have a bit more silence now, where I'm going to ask you to focus on that. I'd like you to ask God to give you a new dream. And then in faith for that new dream, and it may be an old dream returning lit up again, so either for a new one or something that God is reigniting within you, I'd like you to come and light a candle For health and safety, please light from the back forwards. So just spend a minute or two asking God for that new dream. And he may give it to you right now. And then you can come and light your candle. If not, come and light the candle in faith that that dream will be given to you. Lord, thank you. Thank you that we can trust you to rebuild our dreams. They may be new, they may be reignited, but we can always turn to you when things get tough, when we forget what it is you have asked of us. Thank you that we can come to you and ask for your Holy Spirit to lead us on. Amen.
Amen.
I'm struck by how different the table looks now that all the, well, not all, but most of the candles are lit. One candle out on its own does not have the same effect as a table full of them. And that's what church is. That's what we are. We are a family that are there to encourage and support. So when things get tough and your light may be a little tiny and struggling, there are those around you who can pray for you, encourage you, remind you of what God has done and what God has promised. So maybe in the next couple of weeks, as those dreams God has either given you back or is revealing new to you, share them with someone. Share them and say to them, "Will you ask me how it's going every now and again?" To encourage. Now, when I was looking at this, most people preach on dreams. Go dream big. God is big. They can be the biggest dreams ever. You might know this speech. Yeah.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
That's a big dream.
And one that a lot of people would say we're still waiting to see. And new people come forward to follow in that dream. As we know, Martin Luther King didn't live to see a lot of what his dream looked like. So when I was preparing, that was where my focus was, big dreams. And I was looking for different songs, and I came across this song, Dream Small. And I was like, what? Why would I? Surely I'm supposed to dream big. Listen, and you can read on the screen, the words to this song, Dream Small.
It's a mama singing songs about the Lord. It's a daddy spending family time the world says he cannot afford. These simple moments change the world. It's a pastor at a tiny little church, 40 years of loving on the broken and the hurt. These simple moments change the world. Dream small. Don't buy the lot, you've gotta do it all. Just let Jesus use you where you are. One day at a time, live well. Loving God and others as yourself. Find little ways where only you can help. With His great love, a tiny rock can make a giant fall. Dream small.
Dream small. Have you been sitting here this morning thinking, yeah, but I don't know what I can do. I'm only me. Going to back to race relations, we lost a giant in the last couple of weeks, Desmond Tutu.
Yes.
I think we can all agree this is a man who is was so active in counteracting injustice, not just racial. If you read some of the articles that are around about him, he was an amazing man. And I think we can all agree one of the giants of God's disciples. But this week I heard an amazing story about him. in an apartheid, if you were coloured and you were on the pavement and a white person was walking towards you, you had to step off the pavement and nod your head as they walked past in recognition of their superiority over you. One day, Desmond Tutu was with his mum and they were walking along the path and a white priest was coming towards them. And before they could step off the pavement, as they were supposed to, by law, to do, the priest stepped off the path and nodded at them as they walked past. That seemingly small gesture was the moment Desmond Tutu said, "I'm going to be a priest." That one tiny second has changed the world in an amazing way, because the world would have been a lesser place without Desmond Tutu in it. Injustice would win far more now had Desmond Tutu not been alive. But that priest, in 1 second, do you think he knew that that tiny gesture was going to change the world in the way it did? 1 split second. 1 countercultural decision. Society says I must do this, but I'm going to do this because I know under God you are equal to me. I don't care what the culture says. I don't care what society tells me. I know you, in the eyes of God, are as loved and treasured as I am. Led a little boy to give his life to Jesus in service his entire life, through torture and through loss. As a minister, one of the things that breaks my heart more than anything is when I sit and listen to somebody saying, "I've got nothing left to give." And interestingly, it's normally the people who give so much. I often hear, "I've done mission all my life, I've done this, I've done that, but I'm tired now. I've got nothing left to give." Really? We've just heard. It can be a phone call. It can be making a cup of coffee. It can be doing the washing up. It can be stepping off a path. Dream small. Don't underestimate those small moments that God can use for huge things. I mean, the line in the song says, God makes the sea from rivers. No, he doesn't. He makes the seas from one single drop of water. One single drop is nothing. One single pebble is nothing. One single candle is nothing. But when you pull them together, they light a room. They make a beach. One drop makes the ocean. One step made a giant of our time. So please, please don't ever underestimate what you give and what your dream and your service is. Don't ever think doing the washing up is unappreciated. Cleaning a toilet is never unappreciated. Unlocking a door. A hand on the shoulder. A genuine, "How you doing?" and being prepared to listen to the answer. Don't ever underestimate those. And let's not forget the big ones. No matter how we are or how we're feeling, you can lift people in prayer. If you know that someone is struggling, or if God lays someone on your heart, pray. Don't underestimate time in prayer. Which is why this is now my favourite song. Almost. Take those small dreams. We never know. We never know. So, those small dreams God can make big. And often better than our wildest dreams. So, our last song is called Wildest Dreams. We are given one life on this earth. And at the end of each day, we don't get that day back again. So my challenge to you is to live every day with that knowledge that that day is your only day that's going to be those circumstances, those people. And how is God calling you to step off the pavement in that day? That could be at work, that could be at home, it could be in ministry. But each one of us will have moments in our day where God is asking us to step off the pavement for the dream small to be taken by God and made big. Let's pray. May God fill your heart with dreams without limits. May God bless you and keep you as you leave here today. And may every day be filled with God's dreams and with his blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Now, there was one more activity we were going to do, but I'm going to leave you to do it in coffee. And I'm flying solo here. There are wooden hearts, then there are some pens on the table down here. You are welcome to write what your dream is, or you can colour the heart in a way that's personal to you, and you'll know it's your dream. Down after 3 years.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. We're going to put hearts up of our dreams. So please bear in mind what you write on the heart is going to be in public. So if you don't want to do that, colour it a particular way so that you know that's your dream. And they are going to be Springfield Park's dreams. And there will always be little hearts there to fill in at different times. And I'd like us to cover it by the end of the year. You up for that?
Yes.
Cool. Brilliant. We're going to have coffee, but before that, I have a couple of notices to give you. In Sparks this week, it says that toddlers will be starting on the 11th of January, which would be a little bit difficult as there's no one here. And so it's starting on the 18th of January. Part of the reason why no one is here is because Alison and I are going to a Christian conference called Fresh Dreams, woohoo, to allow God to give us dreams. We're away for 3 days up in Derby, near Derby.
Fresh Dreams in Derby.
It is a Baptist conference where, in fact, I think it's interdenominational, and we will be having time together as your ministry team, but also having a lot of time for God to speak to us and so that we can come back and better serve you as a church. So please pray for us while we're away, that God will give us those big dreams, because that's definitely what we're praying for. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. I hope I haven't made things too weird for you this morning. And go and help yourself to a cup of coffee and a cup of tea. And if you'd like to, fill out your heart. Thank you very much.
It's been an eye-opener. I hope it's been an eye-opener for everybody else.
I'm glad.